Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Let's dive into today's tech rundown. First up, the FBI is urging everyone to use encrypted apps due to a cyber attack threat. If you're working on anything with user data, now's the time to double-check your security practices. Make sure you're using proper encryption and following best practices for data protection. Speaking of security, China's just declared U.S. chips unsafe and is pushing for domestic semiconductors. This could seriously shake up the global supply chain. If you're working on hardware-dependent projects, you might want to start thinking about contingency plans or alternative sourcing. On a brighter note for game devs, SDLs added async I/O APIs with io_Turing on Linux. This could mean a significant performance boost for games running on Linux systems. If you're working on cross-platform games, it's worth looking into how you can leverage this for better performance. In the world of cybercrime, the kingpin of the Russian Hydra darknet marketplace just got slapped with a life sentence. It's a reminder that the authorities are getting more serious about cracking down on online illegal activities. Now let's talk AI. Google's Veo AI is making waves with its ability to generate one-minute videos from text. This could be a game changer for content creation. They've also made it available on Vertex AI for businesses, offering 1080p outputs and built-in safeguards. If you're working on any video-related projects, this is definitely something to keep an eye on. For those of you still running older hardware, heads up. Windows 11's TPM 2.0 requirement is non-negotiable. Microsoft's not budging on this one, so if you're developing Windows apps, you might need to start considering the implications for users on older systems. In the tools department, check out iVerify Mobile Threat Hunting. It's designed to scan for Pegasus spyware and has already found 7 infections in 2,500 devices. If you're working on mobile security, this could be a valuable addition to your toolkit. Our repo of the week is Surf Browser, an AI-powered web browser that offers context-aware search, content organization, and page manipulation. It's an interesting example of how AI can be integrated into everyday tools to enhance functionality. Lastly, here's a dev shower thought. With AI making job interviews increasingly complex, maybe it's time to build an AI interview prep tool. Could be an interesting project to tackle. Remember, all the code mentioned in this episode is available at compiler.io. If you'd like to create AI-generated content like this, check out secretagent.xyz. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.